Welcome to the GodShow.us Daily, tonight's official way in. The question steps on the scale. The digital readout flickers. It settles on a number that is not a number. It is a feeling wearing a party hat. 15 wisdom traditions are ringside. The scale does not lie. The scale does not care if you brought friends. Step up.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered by 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your own belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, does throwing yourself a party for something no one else thinks matters make it more real or less? Now flip it. Ask it backwards. If you did not throw the party, if you just let the moment pass unmarked, does the thing stop mattering? Does it shrink? Or does the question of mattering have nothing to do with the party at all and you already know the answer and you just want permission? Does throwing yourself a party for something no one else thinks matters make it more real or less? Judaism does not ease into this one. The Eleinu, that prayer, it doesn't wait for the congregation to agree that redemption is coming. It declares it anyway, alone if necessary, in the voice of someone who has already decided. A mitzvah witnessed only by yourself is still a mitzvah. The candle lit in an empty room still drives out darkness, still counts in whatever ledger counts. Judaism's move here is almost aggressive. Who decided what matters, and were they at Sinai? Which is a very good way of saying your skeptical cousin was not the authority you thought he was.
Stoicism is even more direct. It says the judgment of strangers is not a faculty. It is noise, weather, the opinion of people who won't remember your name in 10 years. When you buy the cake for one, you're not performing defiance. You are exercising the only sovereignty that was ever actually yours. Stoicism's version of this question is basically, whose measure were you planning to borrow, and why do you think they have one?
Buddhism, though, pulls the frame sideways. It says, if no one could ever know, not even you afterward, the moment might still have been real. It happened in your chest when you finished, trembling. Think of it like a farmer's market stall where someone weighs a peach. The peach doesn't become heavier because you watched the scale. It weighed what it weighed before the vendor's hand touched the metal. Buddhism is asking which hunger you could bear to feed. The need to celebrate or the need to have it confirmed. Have it.
Existentialism is where this gets uncomfortable. It says no one is coming to ratify this and unite, and that's not a comfort, it's a verdict you have to live with. The permission you keep waiting for doesn't exist anywhere in the universe, which means you already have it, which is somehow worse. Absurdism, which is existentialism's more chaotic sibling, holds a lit match to the same idea and says the party is not compensation for meaninglessness. It is the lucid answer to it. Strike it anyway.
Islam and Vedantic philosophy are the interesting disagreement pair. Islam says the act is already witnessed before a single friend knew to care, and asks whether you can wait for the world to catch up. It's almost serene about it. Vedanta says the one watching you hang the streamers is already complete, already whole, and never needed the room to fill. Both say the party is fine, but Islam grounds it in witness. Divine witness, patient and certain. And Vedanta says there was never a gap to fill in the first place. One of them finds comfort in being seen. The other finds comfort in the impossibility of being unseen. Those are genuinely different places to stand. What the episode doesn't settle, whether marking something changes it or only reveals what was already there. The traditions gave permission freely. None of them could tell you whether the candle makes the moment or the moment was already burning before you found the matches. That one's still open, still.
The weigh-in is complete. The scale displayed a feeling. 15 traditions leaned in, read the number, and to nobody's surprise, they all had opinions about whether the number was valid without a certified official present. It was not. It absolutely was. It was beside the point entirely. The question steps off the scale, puts its shoes back on, and walks out with the same weight it came in with, which might be the answer. If you want to keep this show free and daily and coming at you in multiple languages, find us and support us at thegodshow.us. The question of the day is always there. Your belief profile is always waiting, and the scale is always on. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using typeset.us. And thanks to dyorkmusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.